North Carolina lawmakers officially kicked off the new session 2 weeks ago, but the work of filing bills and committee meetings began in earnest today. Since gaining control in 2010, the Republican majority has pushed major legislation aggressively from the outset. But in their fifth year, the pace has slowed, and that's intentional, as WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
You could hear something had changed in Senate Majority Leader Phil Berger's opening press conference 2 weeks ago when asked if they would pursue more tax changes.
I think it's something that we will continually look at.
Or the governor's call for more economic incentives.
I would like to defer until I see specifically what they are proposing.
Or any concrete legislation.
I'm sure there will be bills introduced as to what will be taken up and what will be passed. We're going to be here for a while.
That's far different from the past couple of years when Berger and then-House Speaker Tom Tillis entered with plans for a tax overhaul, relaxed state regulations, and a slew of other changes. On the first workday in 2013, lawmakers introduced 53 different bills. Today, there were 32. House Majority Leader Mike Hager says Republicans have accomplished major parts of their agenda.
There was a lot of low-hanging fruit out there. Now it's starting to become a little bit more difficult. You're getting into the second, third, and fourth tier issues.
Republican leaders have announced some priorities, more changes to education and taxes, dealing with state incentives, and their annual regulatory reform bill, for instance. But even there, they haven't worked out details like previous years. Hager says they're going to leave that to members.
We'll vet any major decisions through the caucus. And we'll let our 75 members who have varying experiences in life make these major decisions.
House and Senate leaders also say they want to wait and see the effect of the past couple of years' changes. That may be a response to a push from rank-and-file members to slow down, says Representative Chuck McGrady.
A lot of my colleagues feel like, okay, we need to let things settle a bit before perhaps pushing the ball a little further.
One day in, that's happening. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.